Okay, good morning. We're in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Klal Vav. We're going to do the halacha down. Rebbe Chazar. Lufami mitzvah d'shmoya mashe'echem esab b'divrei nusach chaver. Now, listen to this. Whoa, hey, mitzvah. Finally, it's a mitzvah to hear lashon hara. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to hear something derogatory about a friend. How's this? When shemeshar shaydei shmiyaso se'inyin b'shleimus yachakak v'koyk laharos lufnei hamasab rashar shomim shena ma'isakein. Because why? Let's say Rafael is telling me something really juicy, and it's really juicy, really nice, this a juicy thing about Mr. Shonlam. So I'm going to say, Rafael, go at it. Why? Because I know that Mr. Shonlam is the biggest tzaddik ever created in San Diego. Not that saying anything. And therefore, I'm going to prove Rafael wrong. This Rafael, obviously, innocently, being the tzaddik that he is, he's saying something. He says, oh, Shonlan did this and this and this. I know that he misinterpreted because I know it's not true. So I want to hear the whole story. Let's say he can have that, right? I know the real story. So I want to hear, what do you hear about him? I want to hear the whole thing you heard about him. Oh, I'll prove to you it's not true, right? So I want to hear the whole thing so that I can stop the rumors from going. Shena Ma'isa Kain, Kemoshen Emer Alof. O Sharon Yonitzchus, that it's not true. Or any other thing that I could be Mazaka him. But Ode Shofan Acher Kain, the Mitzvah Lishma, another possibility. Kigon. In Bo'ech of the fun of Likbol Al Chaver Me'ezadovish also connected. Someone wants to come and complain about something that he did, right? If Tully wants to come tell me how Schwartz, you know, took the last bowl of Raisin Bran right in front of him. I heard about that one time now. And he wants to come complain. I realize Naftali is so overwrought with losing that Raisin Bran that if I listen to him, it's going to calm him down. It's going to chill him out. He's going to feel better. He won't be saying it anymore. But the last time he says it, he won't say it anymore. In other words, let's say somebody has something to get off his chest. This is very important, I'm going to say. This is very important. It's very interesting. Now you got to be very careful. Because you're like, you know, tell me all the lashon hara you want. You got it off your chest, right? Sometimes somebody has to say something. Someone, did I tell you this, Shiloh? Lady called me up. Amazing Shiloh. So I told her, as she asked me, the lady calls me with Shilohs every once in a while. Someone I knew when I was a Rav. But I told her when she asked me Shiloh, I said, listen, I have very, very, very little, if nothing, experience in this. But we'll ask. You'll ask me if I don't know. But, you know, I know people that are experienced. She has a friend who was abused as a child, terribly abused by a child, by a relative. She went through therapy, nothing, doesn't help. She's still very angry. She's still dealing with the abuse. So she herself, the woman who was got abused, she herself is a therapist. She has a new shita. There's a new therapy, whatever, that you can do, yourself therapy it's called. But you need a chaver to do it with. So one of the ways you do it with, you ask the friend, like, you know, the friend has to hear her out. So she wants to know, are they allowed to discuss like how angry she is at this person? And one of the things she's supposed to do is be able to describe what would you want to do to the guy. I want to do it. I want to stab him. I want to kill him. The two of them are edel and nice Jewish ladies. They feel funny talking like this. They want to know, is it mutter? Yeah? What is it mutter? So I told them I thought it was, because she's not making herself new anger. She's not saying new things. She's getting out the feelings that she already has just to get it out so that she'll feel better. What do you want to do to him? Not that she's being also michadish things that she wants to do bad things. This is how she feels inside ever since she's 4 years old when she was abused by this person, and now she's getting it out. Yeah. So similarly over here, you know the way this person's saying it, person won't say any more lashon hara about the other people. You're going to help peace in Israel. However, all these attainments that we said about listening to lashon hara, you have to be very careful. See, I'm listening to your ranting and raving because I know it's not true. So I'm listening to your ranting and raving to prove to you it's not true. Or I'm listening to your ranting and raving, I also know it's not true, but I know you need to get it off your chest. I know you stop complaining. And I know it's not true. Not in the case where I want to hear juicy lashon hara. Not in the case where I'm not sure if it's true or not. and I'll hear it, and you want to get it off your chest. Just because you're angry doesn't mean I'm allowed to hear Lashon Hara that I'm going to believe. But if it's Lashon Hara, then I'm not going to believe. Remember, there's two Isurim, believing and listening. If I can listen without believing, then it's Aser. But if I can listen without believing, and there's a reason, like over here, a positive reason, to help the person get it off their chest, or, and it won't, and it'll stop Lashon Hara. Or, again, if the end degree is going to be Shalom Yisrael, it's going to stop Lashon Hara from continuing, then it's Mutter, but you got to be very careful. Realize that if you are going to be caught in the Reshes, you know what a Reshes is? The net of the aveira of listening to Lashon Hara. If you're makabel the Lashon Hara, if you believe it, then you can't be the person to listen. If you're the psychologist or the friend or the Rebbe or the mother or the brother or this and that of the person, and you know that it's not true, you're listening to either prove it so wrong so the person won't say Lashon Hara, but to get it off the chest so they won't say Lashon Hara anymore, then it's mutter. If you're going to believe it, then it's awesome. Okay? Shakayach, everybody.